Keep up, would ya? And keep quiet. You're going to draw every shuffler this side of town. All right, come on, inside. Welcome to Silent Hill's lovely little haven of learning. Yes, it's a library. What were you expecting? Dracula's castle. Dusty. Wow. Thanks. I'll get right on that. Yes, Sherlock, this is where I live. Once I started getting the hang of this place, and I wasn't constantly pissing myself in a corner, I started researching and documenting everything I could. I cleared this place along with the immediate surrounding area, so I'm mostly left alone, except for a few stragglers now and then. I like to think they've started to recognize me as a fellow denizen of this hellhole. But more likely, the shufflers have started to see me as more of a bit of backdrop, like a building or a bus station. But it's whatever. As long as I don't go out during the shift or go poking around in the hot zone, I'm usually pretty well left alone. It took a few rounds between the eyes of the psycho cultists before we finally came to the unspoken agreement that they keep to their territory and I keep to mine. Why, right, I forgot about them. It's best you just keep away. If they do end up cornering you, just tell them you're with the crazy bitch with the sword. They should leave you alone. They don't want another war, I'm sure. But best you do everything you can to avoid that situation. Well, explaining who they are will take quite a bit of time. I can't know for certain, but I'm pretty sure I've got it mostly pieced together. They're a pretty crazy fucking bunch. Pretty sure they pissed off their god, and that's why they've all been cast into this hell pit. I don't think they have the ability to leave, like the outsiders do. This is their permanent punishment. But for the poor saps like you, and I can only hope, me, there is a way out. It seems to be different for everyone, but you'll have to endure your, I don't know, trials. Most people will see and experience this town differently, depending on how screwed up they are. But that is a lesson for later. In order for you to even think about getting to that point, you need to understand how to navigate this place. You need to understand what you're dealing with in this town. You need to know it. You need to know it all. And that's where I come in. I've been keeping a record of pretty much every aspect of this town that I possibly can. I have maps, I have blueprints to pretty much every building in this town, as well as what lies beneath it, I have illustrations of every type of monster I've come across. Polaroids, even if I could get them. Field recordings of myself exploring the town before and during the shift. Yes, I've been going out during the shift to map out the ways in which the town changes and take note of what types of threats emerge where. It is dangerous, which is why you should never do it. But I've been here a long time, and I'm very careful. Most of the smaller ones I can handle, as long as they don't pile up. But there's a few big boys that strut around in the other. I highly recommend you avoid them at all costs. And if you're out during the other, keep moving, because they're hunting you. I'm going to teach you everything I know. I am going to drill it into you over and over and over, and I'm not letting you leave this place until I feel confident you know it front to back. Then I'll take you out, and I'll teach you how to survive out there. Why? Because, for some reason, I believe you can get out. And I believe I'm supposed to help you get out. Because for some reason, I think that if I can get you out, I can get out. I think you're what I've been waiting for.